Inside Madison's Monona Terrace, three men tackle a 200-pound wheel of Swiss cheese. One man steadies the tire-sized round on a wooden platform, as the other two men bear their weight against a huge metal blade, which splits the cheese in half.
Bruce, what I tell you.
We're getting good.
The robust, nutty aroma of Emmentaler fills the air, which readily mixes with the smells of gorgonzola, mozzarella, cheddar, and Limburger. One of the men, Stephen Stettler of Broadhead, says they've been splitting wheels since daybreak.
The judges can see the distribution of the holes and the appearance of the cheese. We cut the wheels in half right ahead of them. And then they go through and smell the cheese, grate it, taste it, judge it.
You got a wild mold on it.
The judges have their work cut out for them. Just under 1,800 cheeses from 19 nations are competing in this year's event. 51 classes will be judged, with the first, second, and third prize awarded in each.
Today we'll go through 70, 80 cheeses, so we still have a long day ahead.
Stig Olesen of Denmark is helping Harvey Jensen of Pocatello, Idaho, judge the flavored cheese spreads. Dressed in white smocks, the men slice, dip, cut, and scrape the contestants. Anything but swallow them. Jensen explains.
Like wine tasting, we work it around and get the full flavor notes, and then we expel that product. Most important in all of the cheese categories are the flavors. Then the texture in the body are almost as important. In this case, we're wanting to make sure that that's very smooth and rich, that it isn't mealy or brittle.
Many people wouldn't mind being a cheese judge. But Mark Johnson, a senior scientist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Center for Dairy Research, says it's ironic he became one, as he hated cheese for most of his life.
I brushed off cheese for about 20 years, and then when I started here, I had to taste cheese as part of my job, so I developed a palate for the cheese, and now I like the stronger the flavor, the better.
Johnson says unlike the first World Cheese Championship held in 1957, today's event has gone beyond just the basic cheddar competition. Stephen Stettler has entered many of the newer varieties.
I entered Havarti, Munster, the Hispanic class. I entered Asadero. We won the world contest about 5 years ago. It's always something that your customers are looking at, and the contest holds a lot of notoriety, so you want to rank with your competitors.
This is like the Olympics.
John Umhafer is executive director of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association.
For example, the Swiss are here with many giant Emmental wheels, and they have swept that class for many years. The Danes are here with their blue, and they have proudly taken most of the medals in the last few years. The Netherlands swept the Edam class, and the cheddars have gone all over the map.
Beyond simply becoming the big cheese of one's class, there's a more practical aspect to doing well. A winner stands to gain a lucrative edge over their competitors, with enhanced sales and reputation. It's a goal that Umhafer says also carries into the state level, as local cheesemakers fight to keep their wares profitable.
New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho, and of course California, they've already surpassed us in milk. Now, Wisconsin is still the number one cheese state. What Wisconsin's trying to do is stay ahead by getting out of the commodity game and adding value to the cheeses. And we're making Gruyere in this state, we're making Feta, we're making Havarti. Another way is to take a common product and do what the consumer and the buyer wants in a way that can't be done on a mass scale. If you want mozzarella that browns a certain way or melts a certain way, we're the state to come to.
But for passers-by, like Betty Rip of Dane, it's just about enjoying the cheese and reliving fond memories.
That Swiss smells good. It looks very good. I had family that did Swiss cheese, the big rounds, years ago. I used to help.
What'd you do?
I hung on to my brother-in-law's heels while he dipped it out of the big vats. And they're big vats.
This afternoon, judges will announce the winners of the 2006 World Championship Cheese Contest. Gold medal recipients will reap the benefits of victory, while others will process and cultivate plans for another time. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.